If you need a new roof or a repair, Easton Roofing will take care of you. Estimates are always free and suggestions are built on integrity. Visit EastonRoofing.com for more information. Get back to business faster with Easton Roofing. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
And the Titans are going to get a victory here, trailing 21-3 at halftime. The Chiefs lost Travis Kelce to injury, lost Chris Jones to an injury. Strange set of circumstances. In the second half, the Chiefs thought they had the Titans stopped. Third and goal at the 6, and a pass deflected by Kevin Pierre-Louis. Went right back into the arms of Mariota, and he scored a touchdown. Then the Chiefs thought they had a great opportunity at 21-10 when Adoree Jackson fumbled the punt. The Chiefs recovered it, but did not score. Had a 3-and-out and missed a 48-yard field goal from Harrison Butker. And this will be a crushing loss for the Kansas City Chiefs. And it feels a little bit like the loss to the Colts in this round in 2013, where they had the big lead and then some weird things happening that went in the favor of the Titans and the Chiefs not able to overcome it.
Yeah, you can do nothing but scratch your head.
Scratch your head and wonder what could have been, what should have been, as the Chiefs lose to the Tennessee Titans 22-21 in the wild card round at home at Arrowhead Stadium. This is Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm your host, Brad Porter, this morning. Producer Jed Marshall. It is fitting that it is cloudy, gray, and rainy on this day in which we are all searching for answers as to how this happened Saturday at Arrowhead Stadium. Again, 6 consecutive home playoff losses for the Chiefs. It is not a fortress, and I think Seren Petro and Danny Klinkscale have been saying this for a long time. It is not a fortress. It is not a franchise draped in a magical history. It's just not. The Super Bowl was over 40 years ago. And this team continues to founder, pick your word, in the playoffs. We'll go ahead and open up the phone lines. If you want to vent your spleen this morning, like I did last night, you can do that. 913-3810-810. I was at two different parties last night for the Chiefs, and one was a holiday party for a company. The watch party I was at, we were all pretty confident. I was confident that the Chiefs would come away with a win and be playing next week. And we'd be watching today's games to see who the Chiefs were going to play. And at halftime, up 21-3. An 18-point lead. 18-point lead at home at Arrowhead Stadium. And the Chiefs cannot find a way to put any points on the board or to maintain control of the game. How do you have the NFL's leading rusher, Kareem Hunt, carry the ball 5 times in the second half? All you have to do is run the ball and control the clock for the second half. And the leading rusher in the National Football League carries the ball 5 times. Now, that first party I was at, the watch party, don't want to say the name. I'll just use first names. Tammy and John, they host Chiefs parties every Saturday, Sunday, Thursday, Monday night. Whenever the Chiefs are playing, they host these wonderful parties for a bunch of friends and family, and it's fantastic. And John does a great job when they're in commercial break. He's got control of his TV and his sound system, and he'll play music during the commercial breaks. And so he's picking out some great music, and we all felt very confident throughout the game, especially after the start. I mean, you get up 14-0, you get up 21-0, 21-3, and you're feeling great. And, man, the Chiefs are going to get this done. Finally, they're going to break the streak. Finally, going to make it to the next round. Going to celebrate at Arrowhead Stadium. Going to celebrate all night long. Going to, you know, who we play next? Are we going to New England? Are we going to Pittsburgh? Where are we going? And the second half absolutely defies logic. I would call it, and Andy Jacobs is walking by the studio right now, Dr. Andrew Jacobs. He was on at 7 o'clock this morning offering his counsel. He's a sports psychologist. And I listened to him this morning from 7 to 8, and I have not found solace or relief yet in what happened yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. Completely dejected. And I was told many years ago, I've been in the media for 25 years. Did radio for 3 years. Did television for 20, 21 years. Back in radio now here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. When Chad Boger lets me do it, and I appreciate the opportunity to do this. And I've been told since day one, you're a member of the media. You are supposed to be unemotional. You're supposed to be detached. You are not supposed to be involved in the game. You are not supposed to be happy or sad based on the results. But I got a little Stephen St. John in me. I'm emotionally invested in these teams. I have been since I was a kid. Went to games at Arrowhead Stadium. In fact, I think Stephen St. John was at the same Raiders game I was at in 1991, the playoff game. My friends and I went down and bought tickets that week, went out to the game, and it was the end of Todd Marinovich's career, basically, as a quarterback for the then Los Angeles Raiders, soon to be Las Vegas Raiders. So I'm emotionally invested in this. And I, at the end, and I kind of feel bad about this. At the first party I was at, the watch party last night at Tammy and John's house, several folks pointed out, look, do you see the look on Brad's face? And it should not have been about me. And I kind of feel bad about that, but I can't help it. It's who I am. I am a Chiefs fan. I am a Royals fan. I am a Sporting KC fan. I'm a UMKC fan. I root for Kansas, Missouri, K-State, even though I didn't go to those schools. I want those schools to do well. And what happened yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium was the second party I went to. I'll set this up. The second party I went to was for a group of medical professionals, doctors, nurses. And the word that popped into my head, and a good friend of mine from high school, I won't say his name, but he's a doctor. He's a great doctor. He was there. And I said, you know, this is the equivalent of malpractice, what happened yesterday, what the Chiefs did yesterday, the way they operated in the second half against the Titans was malpractice. And it was malpractice of the highest order. The second half possessions, punt, 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 nothing happening. Not going to give the ball to Kareem Hunt. No, he's the NFL's rushing leader. Not going to give him the ball. Give it to him five times. That's it. We're going to throw the ball with Travis Kelce knocked out of the game. We're going to throw the ball. And I'm still so heated about it. Trying to remember the name of the tight end. Jed Marshall knows it. The tight end.
Orson Charles.
The game is in the hands of Orson Charles at one point. It defies logic. I understand you have to have a functioning tight end on the field. But to be throwing the ball to Orson Charles, and God love Orson Charles. I'm sure he's a great guy. I don't know. Don't know him from Adam. Wouldn't know him if he came up and walked in the studio right now and punched me in the face. But to have him as a part of the game in the second half and throwing to him is irresponsible. And on the final possession of the game, and again, if you want to vent your spleen, go ahead. 913-3810-810. That's 913-3810-810. On the final play of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs, you're in 4th and 9. You're looking down a potential 61-yard field goal. Is it out of the realm of possibility? No. The way Harrison Butker has been kicking this season? No. I would have taken the chance. And this is probably why I'm not a head coach in the National Football League, among the thousand other reasons. But let your kicker take a crack at it, 61 yards, because you're not going to convert 4th and 9. This Chiefs team, which had failed the entire second half to convert its third downs, to think that they were going to convert 4th and 9 is silly, was silly. And it's a deep ball down the middle to Albert Wilson in double coverage, which Albert Wilson has come up with some terrific catches this season. No problem with Albert Wilson. That's not my problem. But to be throwing into double coverage on 4th and 9 in a play that had, I'll put it at 50-50 chance of success. It hit Albert Wilson in the hands. Probably should have made the catch. Probably. Danon Hughes, my good friend, former Chiefs wide receiver, will say if it hits your hands, you should catch it. For that play to unfold on 4th and 9 and for the season to end in that fashion is disastrous. And it's malpractice of the highest order for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm checking my emails. I've been checking my email all morning for a release from the Kansas City Chiefs to tell me or to tell us which coaches have been released, fired, mutual parting of the ways. It's going to happen either today or tomorrow. It is going to happen. People will have to pay the price for this. If you do not perform in your job, you pay the price. And Andy Reid and his staff, someone is going to pay the price. Now, after the game, Andy Reid gets up there at the podium and takes full responsibility. But for those of you who work in corporate America, regardless of your business, if it's sports, if it's something else, when the head of the company says, I take full responsibility, that means nothing. They don't take responsibility for anything. They don't lose their jobs. They still cash the $1 million or $7 million or $7.5 million paychecks. I've been there. The company I used to work for, the head of the company would say, I take full responsibility. Not true. They take responsibility in words only. It means nothing. But something will happen either today or tomorrow. There will be coaches who will lose their jobs over this performance, over this debacle at Arrowhead Stadium. And according, I think Rudy Salazar, who just walked into the control room, had read something this morning. The referee, the head referee from the game last night, who was a complete disaster and lost complete control of this game, it's reported that he's resigning. He's retiring. He's walking away. The two non-fumble calls, the two forward progress calls, disaster, irresponsible. And the National Football League bears that responsibility. And maybe that referee pays the ultimate price. We'll go to the phones, 913-38. I live in Missouri, so sometimes I say 816. The phone number is 913-3810-810. That's 913-3810-810. Let's go to Sam, who's on the line. Sam, welcome to Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Your thoughts, please.
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to say, first time caller, I just had to try to come in on this one. Well, first of all, I want to say, I've been saying it all the time, coaching is number one for me. The players, you know, they made a few, you know, misses and everything, but for a game like yesterday, and the lead that they had, they shouldn't have never lost. And also, we're talking about the referee. Well, we understand that too, but it shouldn't have never got down to the referee.
No, it should never. And like I said, the referee screwed up in a major way twice in two of the most horrific calls I've seen. The forward progress calls on the two plays were horrific. But you're right, Sam. It should never be in the referee's hands. You should take control of that game and win it. You're up 21-3 at halftime in your home stadium and lose.
That's right. And I got one more thing to say, too. I could tell, I'm not a coach or anything, but common sense would tell you that Andy Reid was calling plays yesterday. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't know for sure, but in the second half, that certainly looked like an Andy Reid coach game. Going conservative, going away from the – why are you not putting the ball in the hands of the NFL's rushing champion, Kareem Hunt. Five times he got the ball in the second half. Five times with an 18-point lead. Why are you not running the ball? Why are you not working the clock? I don't understand. I'm at a loss for words to understand why.
Well, because as you know, you kind of get frustrated because they don't give the national guys don't give the Chiefs any props. But I thought about it yesterday. They were right. You know, Andy Reid, he gets too cute. They get too cute. Third and two, short distance. Run the football, man. You know, run the football. I think he wants to shine, and he wants everybody to say, Andy Reid, Andy Reid. But you're a loser. You're losing, man.
Yeah. Sam, hey, I appreciate your phone call. I got a full board of callers here, so I'm going to let you go. But it's, like I said, it was malpractice of the highest order in terms of coaching and winning, trying to win a playoff football game in your home stadium. Don't tell me about the loudest stadium in the National Football League anymore. That doesn't matter. Don't give away the flags that say, fear nothing, attack everything. That's done. That's over. They feared everything in that second half. They feared the Titans. They feared a quarterback that they had beaten soundly for two quarters. And they went into a shell. Don't sell me any of that anymore until the Chiefs win a home playoff game. Let's go to Joe Rader. Joe Rader, you're on Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I don't know if you're happy or sad. I know you call into the show a lot, but...
I'm sad for the city and all my relatives and all my friends that like the Chiefs, but I want to ask you something first. That referee's not retired because of that game yesterday.
Okay.
I don't think – but let's be real. That was not a fumble. The guy was down. That was the right call. I mean
– There was one fumble in which the running back was down, but the two forward progress calls were wrong. And maybe I'll get Aaron Schwartz, who used to work here at Sports Radio 810 WHB. Now he helps run the Sprint Center. He referees quite a lot of football games, and maybe he'll call in and help us explain it. But
I'm going to give it to you. So I'm going to say you're right, okay?
Okay.
But you know what? Calls have went against the Chiefs. Calls have went that way for the Chiefs, too. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, don't blame the referees. Chiefs were in a position to win this game, leading by 18 points at halftime. The referee should be a non-factor in that.
And Andy Reid, I like what you said about Andy Reid, because you know what it is when they say they're responsible. They gave his record in the playoffs this morning on the NFL Network. The bottom line is, they also said, and then I hear you off there, he was calling plays. So he lets Nagy take over, and they get back to where they were. You know, they were a dominant team to get here. They could play with anybody. I'll give them that. They really can. And then he starts going, and then they don't give the ball to Hunt. So I'm agreeing with you. So if I'm a fan, I'm really going to be hot that they do this. Andy Reid does this. Why is he calling plays? And why are they not giving the ball to Hunt? And keep up the good work, and thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Joe Rader, thank you very much. You're a great caller here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, yeah, it's not blaming the referee. The referee screwed up twice. The official, the crew screwed up two major calls, but that didn't cost the Chiefs the game. They had an 18-point lead and lost by one. That's on the coaches. That's on the players. Let's go to Martin. Martin, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up?
Yeah, okay, everybody's saying that there was only two bad calls. There were actually four bad calls that the ref did. They should have called a late hit on Kelsey, who got taken out of the game after that hit because he did get hit in the head.
Right.
He was actually going down when he got hit. Then the Derek Johnson sack fumble, which they didn't give us. Then the two-point conversion, which they didn't give us that either. And then Demetrius Harris for a hold when Alex Smith scrambled, that got us in field goal position. And that was obviously not a hold.
Yeah, there was the two forward progress calls are what sticks out to me because I've never seen that. And I appreciate your phone call, Martin. I've never seen a quarterback going backwards on a sack, particularly the Derek Johnson sack, busted through the line, piled him backwards, and they call forward progress? There wasn't forward progress. He was going backwards. At no point in that play was Marcus Mariota going forward. Again, not the reason the Chiefs lost the game. Just a litany of things to put on the list. But the two forward progress calls were an absolute disgrace. And the National Football League owes the Chiefs an apology. And the Chiefs, in turn, owe the fans an apology. 913-3810-810. Taking your calls about the Chiefs' loss to the Titans, which I'm calling malpractice of the highest order, to lose that game. You're leading at home by 18 points at halftime. 18 points at halftime. Let's go to Henry. Henry, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up, Henry?
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Great.
Hey,
well, sort of.
I had a comment. I thought that it's kind of amazing how they came out at the second half and they really didn't have the ball and they dominated. It was like they never really got a chance to really get on the field. And prior to Kelce getting hit, Marcus Robinson caught like three passes and at right before halftime, which brought them up there, which allowed them to get ahead. I thought the biggest play of the game, I mean, I know don't nobody want to admit it, but was that fumble punt that the Titans had, and Butker missed. They tried for that third and one, and they tried that option, and then Butker missed that field goal. I thought that was the difference in the game because they needed some type of momentum. They had been dominating the ball. They never got a chance to get warm. It was like they was at halftime. They didn't touch the ball for like almost another 10 minutes. They only had the ball.
Four possessions in the second half. Four.
No, we're talking about the third quarter.
Okay. Yeah, didn't have the ball. Titans dominated possession.
And he missed that field goal.
Right.
And they fumbled that punt. That fumbled punt, they didn't get nothing out. They tried that option play. A third and one, and then they missed a field goal, and they needed that field goal to
right.
change the momentum of the game, and that just continued to pile on.
It's another one of those things where anything that could go wrong did. I mean, for Harrison Butker, and I appreciate your phone call, Henry. Thank you very much. Harrison Butker, who has been maybe the best kicker in the National Football League this season, after missing the first three games because he was on the Panthers practice squad, for him to doink a field goal from 48 yards was just, as Sam Mellinger, I think, tweeted it, tweeted out last night, the Chiefs are going to chief. And that was the Chiefs being the Chiefs. It just happened. I mean, Mariota catching a deflected pass and touching the pylon for a touchdown. Doinking a 48-yard field goal from a kicker who has been absolutely nails all season long. The forward progress calls, just one after another, it piled on. Let's go to Jeff. Jeff, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB in Kansas City. How you doing this morning, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm all right. You know, the inevitable doom and disappointment and anguish of that game, we've come to kind of almost expect it. But here's my thing. We lost Peterson, I think previous offensive coordinator, to Philadelphia, where he's done well, and now there's talk about Nagy being considered for head coaching position.
He's interviewing today with the Chicago Bears.
Hey, let's fire Reed and hire Nagy as the head coach and let him determine the defensive coordinator and a staff. That's my suggestion.
I'll tell you why that's not going to happen. Andy Reid has a long contract, and he gets paid about $7.5 million a year. And Clark Hunt is not going to pay out the end of that contract to make a move. But I guarantee there will be meetings going on today at Arrowhead Stadium, and Clark Hunt better be either at Arrowhead or on the speakerphone demanding answers.
We have no indication that he's that vituperative or involved in it at all.
Well, the thing about Clark Hunt and all my interactions with him is he's a very thoughtful person. He's a very calculating person and does not do knee-jerk decisions. He's not Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, he's not George Steinbrenner. He doesn't do things in the heat of the moment. He's very considerate and looks down and analyzes things and then makes his decisions. But I guarantee you, we will see news either today or tomorrow about coaches either being fired or mutually agreeing to leave the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to happen. It's just not going to be Andy Reid.
Well, I would still like to see Nagy become the play caller and the playlist taken out of Andy's hands. He talks about being responsible. He'll take full responsibility for that, you know, all that stuff at the end of the games. All right, he's responsible. He shouldn't have done what he did. It's his fault. He has a track record like this. I'm tired of it.
Yeah, it's like I said, and thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm coming up on a timeout here, but one of the things I was supremely disappointed in last night, and look, Andy Reid is never a guy to come into a press conference and get emotional and turn over the table in the locker room or say things like they were who we thought they were, or you play to win the game. Andy Reid doesn't do that. But last night when I tuned into television and I listened to the postgame show here on Sports Radio 810 WHB with Danny Klinksgill and Frank Bull, I wanted to hear some fire. I wanted to hear some emotion. I wanted to hear the disappointment and see the disappointment. I saw none of that. And that's fine. You don't have to be that way. Not everybody is wired the same. But I would have liked to have seen a little bit of that. When I saw Alex Smith and when I heard Alex Smith, I could tell he was crushed. I knew he was crushed. When I listened to and I heard Andy Reid, could have been any other game of the season. All right, we got more phone callers lined up here. Max, Bob, Gary, Lance. If you'll be patient, I need to take a quick time out here. But more of your phone calls. You're listening to Sports Sunday. I am Brad Porter, and this is Sports Radio 810 WHB. All right, welcome back to Sports Sunday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. I am your host, Brad Porter. On this, what do we call this? Is this a funeral? Is this a seance? I'm not sure what this is on this Chiefs Sunday after another home playoff loss. Six in a row. It is hard to lose six consecutive home playoff games. The Chiefs have done it. Give them credit. They're the best at it. Attack everything. Fear nothing. It's out the window. Got a full board of calls here, but I'm going to read off a couple of tweets that have come in. People I follow on Twitter, Misfit, said I'm physically ill. She's a good tweeter, too, also if you're a hockey fan, which my kids have suddenly gotten into hockey. Mick Schaefer last night, thank goodness the Chiefs didn't keep their foot on the pedal and chance blowing this lead. That would have sucked. That's from Mick Schaefer. Todd Lebo, just about 15 minutes ago, Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810 WHB tweeted out, the Chiefs were +2 in turnovers and built an 18-point halftime lead yesterday against the Titans at home and lost. Really? With 3? To which Stephen St. John replied, stop it. I think we kind of feel that right about now. Todd Lebo also points out that When you're talking about making changes in coaches, Ty Lebo says the head coach got a new deal. The old GM got the boot. Ownership is all in on Andy. And he's absolutely right. All right, we got some callers who have been patient. Bob, Gary, and Lance, I'm going to get to you. We're going to start off here with Max. Max, go ahead. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. How are you?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Hey, I just wanted to say I'm used to the pain, so that part didn't hurt.
We all are.
who else, what other defensive coordinator would take the lead as pass rusher and make him a corner? And I'm just tired of Alex Smith. Other than that, too bad they can't go hire Scott Frost before he ever starts for Nebraska.
Interesting, Max. Hey, I appreciate your phone call. Hire Scott Frost. I think he was all about coaching the college game anyway. I don't think he had any NFL dreams, so that wasn't going to happen. So, oh, man, still trying to digest all this. And those of you on Twitter this morning, I'm reading through stuff, and it's still, people are not going to, this is not going away. This is not going to be easy. And when they, you know, when the Chiefs tell you to come out to training camp in St. Joe next summer, I'm not sure how much enthusiasm there's going to be. And look, I'm a fan. I cover the team. I've covered the team for 25 years of my life. I'm supposed to be impartial, but I'm not. I'm invested in this team. And I am ticked off this morning. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here. But I'm still ticked off. This is not going away. And like Jed Marshall, our producer who's here, we were talking about it when we came in this morning. And Rudy Salazar, who was in here, it was hard to watch other sporting events last night, whether it was college baseball, whether it was the Falcons and the Rams. I couldn't watch. I got home last night, I turned on the TV, and I didn't even know what was on. There was a sporting event, but I couldn't focus. I was upset.
I didn't really have that tough of a time watching other things.
You don't, though.
West Virginia and OU, there was KU. There was great college basketball yesterday as a whole.
Yes.
That's going to be glossed over in this Chiefs, I don't know, pitydom that we're living in. Get over it, KC.
Yes. And Kansas got a big road win against TCU. Devontae Graham manned up as Jesse Newell from the Kansas City Star was trying to quote Bill Self this morning about Devontae's performance in the second half, saying the kid has... what's the word? I don't know what you can say on the radio. He has brass, you know what's. So he manned up. I can say that? Okay. He has balls. Okay. And I tried to watch that Kansas game last night. By the way, Sports Radio 810 WHB, your home of the Kansas Jayhawks. Tried to watch that game, and again, I kind of zoned out. All right, let's go to Bob, who's been patient. Bob, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I'm Brad Porter. What's up?
My take's a little bit different. My opinion is that they built this team for 5 years. They were ready to win. And instead of going ahead and winning, they pulled the plug and mortgaged the present so they could draft that guy that you don't even know that can play. Can you imagine what would have happened to that defense if you put Reuben Foster on that defense? Nobody talks about it because all they want to talk about is Patrick Mahomes. You gave away your first-round draft pick, which probably would have been Reuben Foster, and your third-round pick, and you say, oh, well, big deal. Well, look what happened when Chris Jones went out. He was their 28th pick 2 years ago. You put that number one draft pick on that defense. They sold out on Alex Smith. They didn't believe they could win with him. They were wrong. They could have won it this year. And they threw it all away. So you guys, you and Sarin and Keatsman and all of them talked them into mortgaging it all and drafting a quarterback in the first round. Well, now you got it.
Well, I didn't talk anybody.
Real quick, also, Reuben Foster only played in 10 games this year, so he missed six, and he had 72 tackles.
What did Chris Jones play in? And what happened when Chris Jones went out? You can always say what if, but you pulled the plug, you got rid of his number one draft pick, you got rid of his number one wide receiver, you pulled the plug and said you
How many games did Jeremy Maclin play in this year?
Yeah, you could have won with those draft picks. You can say all you want about Macklin's injuries and all that other bullshit.
Oh, well, hey, thank you very much. For the language, we get that dump, Jed. Thank you very much, Rudy. Or who's back? Chris, Charlie. Charlie's back there. Got that dumped. Yeah, well, here's the thing. Look, nobody talked the Chiefs into drafting Patrick Mahomes. Not Seren, not Kevin Keatsman, not Stephen St. John, and certainly not me. I'm here a couple of days a week. I got a microphone. I don't talk anybody into anything. If you think anybody in the media talk the Chiefs into drafting Patrick Mahomes, you are sorely mistaken. Sorely mistaken. Nobody in the media talks NFL teams into drafting anybody or what moves they should make. These are all qualified professionals who get paid a great deal of money to make the right decision. Patrick Mahomes, that's the right call. You need a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is available. You make the move. And you play it, and it was a chess move, getting ahead of teams who also wanted Patrick Mahomes. Nobody here talked the Chiefs into anything. But I appreciate your phone call. 913-3810-810. That's 913-3810-810. Some colorful phone calls so far. Let's go to Lance. I appreciate it, Lance. I know you've been waiting a long time. You're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up?
Hey,
if you can keep it clean, please.
Oh, I'll do my best.
Okay, we had to dump the last phone call because it was...
I heard him.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, since we don't have funerals on Sundays, how about we call this awake then? So,
okay. Yeah, I'm Irish Catholic, Italian Catholic, and yeah, we don't do funerals on Sundays, but yeah.
So, my point, and I agree with Todd, that these are not for the Saints coaches. They're all in with Andy Reid, but I guess my point is this. If their goal is to win a championship or get to a Super Bowl, they have to believe that's the case. I don't necessarily believe that's the case. I hear Bill Belichick, you know, there's rumors that he's not happy in New England. So
he's never happy about anything.
Well, that's fine. I'd rather him be unhappy in Kansas City.
True.
So why not at least put a call out to him?
Well, as I said before, Andy Reid's got a pretty long-term contract. Makes about $7.5 million a year, which is chump change to John Gruden now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's not going to happen. So what the Chiefs are going to have to do, and I guarantee there's organizational meetings going on today and tomorrow, and we'll see. I'll have to check my email here at the next break. There will be announcements. There will be coaches who will be let go. That's just got to happen. Somebody has to answer for the debacle that happened yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium, the malpractice in coaching and playing professional football, losing after leading by 18 at home. Somebody's got to answer, and somebody sure will answer.
I agree. Do we think that Andy Reid can lead this team to the Super Bowl?
Well, that's the million dollar question, or the $7.5 million question. The problem is whether you believe it or not. Clark Hunt believed it enough to give him a long term contract and fire John Dorsey.
Very true. Very true. So I guess we'll know. Probably within the next
5 years. Yeah, we got 5 years. Yeah, we'll just figure it out as we go along.
We'll continue to attend post Super Bowl or post playoff wakes. So.
Yeah, exactly. And it should be one of those. It should be an Irish wake, where old school, where you have the casket at a bar and everybody has a toast to celebrate.
You've heard the joke about it. This is a clean one.
Okay. Keep it clean.
Difference between an Irish wake and an Irish wedding, right?
No.
One less drunk.
Okay. All right. We have some interesting takes this morning. Okay. Look, we're all dealing with this in our own way. And look, last night I did not deal well with this. Like I said, I was at a watch party. It was some good friends of mine. And I was visibly upset afterwards, and then I had to go to another holiday party for a group of doctors and nurses, which was great. But I didn't really want to celebrate anything, so thankfully I ran into a nice guy who I've talked to the last few years at this holiday party, and we kind of vented between ourselves. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Go ahead.
Hello. Before I get into my call, I think that Arrowhead was built on some sort of ancient burial ground, and I think we're paying the price for it. Because no team could be this cursed at home and have the things happen to them that they do. I think it's time for a new venue, because this venue should be bulldozed this morning. And Soren said that in the tweet last night, too. I agree with him.
Gary, hey, I appreciate your phone call. I saw Soren's tweet last night saying, tear it down. Arrowhead's got to come down. It's been a house of horrors for the Chiefs since I can remember. I mean, I was at the playoff game in 91 when the Chiefs beat the Los Angeles Raiders, and that was great. But since then, it has been awful. There's no home field advantage. There's no overpowering crowd. There's no magic. There's no attack everything, fear nothing. That's gone. And if you needed any further evidence than the previous playoff disasters, yesterday was it. Leading by halftime at home, by 18, as Todd Lebo tweeted out, leading by 18, plus 2 in the turnovers, and you cannot win. It defies logic. It defies understanding. It defies reason. How were you not able to close the gap? Why are you not giving Kareem Hunt the football in the second half when all you have to do is soak up the clock, put a couple of more points on the board, salt it away, move on to next week? Cannot do it. Cannot make it happen. I apologize for yelling. If you're on your, if you're listening in the car, on your way somewhere, maybe you're on your way to church, I apologize, but man alive, Jim, the frustration is boiling over now. And I'm going to go to a phone call before I absolutely lose it. Let's go to Nate. Nate, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Bring me down off the ledge, pal. Maybe you can't. I don't know.
I feel your pain.
Okay.
We don't need to tear down Arrowhead.
Okay.
It's been around for 45 years. It's built in 1972.
Well, and it's going to cost about, it would cost about $2 billion to build a new one.
And it won't cost that much to have a ceremony. Some sort of ceremony. Wash the demons out of there or whatever. So the point I wanted to make is this, and it's very unfortunate. You know, being a Chiefs fan is like having an alcoholic father. And, you know, he shows up one day with a go-kart, and you're so excited that you can't wait. You're driving around, and the next day he pawned it. That's
okay.
What the Chiefs do. They're abusive.
Hey, Nate, I'm gonna have to move on. I got some other callers here. I would not I would not go. Let's not go down that road at all. That's a dangerous place. We're talking about Chiefs football. Let's not compare it to something that's tragic like that. All right, I got a full board of calls, 913-3810-810. Chiefs lose wild card weekend at home, 22-21, after leading by 18 at halftime. We're having a kind of trying to help each other through it, but let's be careful in the language and the stories and the comparisons that we use. We'll be back right after this on Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Okay, this is a great song to come out of the break with because the last segment was rather eventful. So maybe we should turn down the temperature a little bit on the Chiefs' loss to the Titans. And this is one of the reasons this is one of my favorite songs is my oldest son, who's now 14, when he was a really little kid, he could sing this. Word for word.
It's also going to be like 45 degrees today.
Yes!
Like 50
snow.
On Wednesday.
Yeah, it's
going to be fine. Everything's going to be fine, Kansas City.
But my son used to sing this, and it would melt my heart when he used to sing it because it's just a great song. So, and maybe my frustration boiled over a little bit. You know, I don't know. I can't wait to hear what Stephen St. John, Nate Bukati, and Jake Gutierrez say at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. What Soren Petro has to say at 10 o'clock Monday morning. What Kevin Keatsman has to say at 2 o'clock Monday afternoon. So I'm going to try to turn the temperature down a little bit. This Chiefs loss has hit. It's maddening. It's frustrating. It's heartbreaking. But not altogether unexpected. I say that not expecting what happened yesterday, but it did. Go to the phone lines here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Well, let's just go to, I'll try to go in order here. William, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. How are you? Hello, William.
Oh, hey, what's up, man? Yes, I just had a question for you guys. You guys had said something about coaching changes.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering when that's going to change with Bob Sutton.
Well, I just checked my email to see if anything had been announced yet. Nothing's been announced yet. I would guess either today or tomorrow there will be changes. I don't know that for sure. I have no inside information at all. But
do you think he's staying or is he going?
I have no clue. But there will be
change.
There
I'm
will
tired
be
of seeing this. I've said it since 2013 when we had that nightmare in Indianapolis. He needs to go.
Yeah.
And we had the talent there with Justin Houston, D. Ford, Chris Jones. Everybody's there, but nothing's being done. And we just keep seeing this nightmare after week with Bob Sutton.
I mean, the
points are being put on the board, but the defense needs to show up, man.
Yeah. Well, and the offense could have done its part also in the second half.
Yeah.
When you score 21 in the first half and you're dominating, and all of a sudden Kareem Hunt gets the ball five times in the second half,
yeah,
that's not cutting it. Hey, William,
I guess you're not supposed to talk to the players behind the bench, and security's supposed to come up to you and tell you not to talk to the players for some reason, because I let them know I was right behind that bench all season, and Demetrius Harris starts mouthing at me. And I just want to let somebody know I've been there too many years to see this over and over again. So, but I'll listen off the air. Thanks,
hey,
guys.
William, thank you for your phone call. Yeah. And I'll put this, like I said, I'm trying to turn down the temperature a little bit. I was talking about Andy Reid earlier in the show, wanting some more emotion out of him. And I got a tweet back from, I don't want to say his name on the air because, you know, he just tweeted at me. He didn't tweet it out, but said, you know, Andy Reid's been through hell in his personal life. Emotions may be calloused over and you won't see any emotions over a football game. And that's a good point. I appreciate that tweet back. And again, I'm not going to say the person's name. I don't do that on the air, but appreciate the thoughts. And like I said, trying to turn the temperature down, get back down to earth a little bit. It is a football game, but it's very frustrating. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up, Steve?
Good morning. Well, my deal is you can analyze these last three playoffs. The similar deal is everybody had 150 yards rushing. If you look at Le'Veon Bell the last 2 years, and now with Henry, all of them over 150 yards. And then the play calling got stale at the end. And that falls on Andy Reid. But I know we're not going to do no house cleaning there. But you're going to have to look at areas. That whole defensive coordinator on that side got to go. And I believe, I know he won't do it, but his son and them on the offensive line have to go. Because we were set and told the offensive line was supposed to be the best, one of the best in the NFL. And they've underachieved. So this falls down on the coaching staff.
I agree. Hey, Steve, thank you for your phone call. But look, when you have a disaster like this, there'll be changes. And I expect announcements either today or tomorrow. There's going to be changes. There's going to be changes made. And Jed, you just told me how much time we have left here. Okay. So I got Chad, Tim, and Nate on hold here. Hey, guys, if you'll be patient with me, we're going to take a time out here. And here's a good song to go to break with. And this is good for me because I was so upset last night. And I came in here boiling mad, full of anger. And I need to let some of that go a little bit. There's plenty of time to digest. And we'll digest and analyze this. But maybe we can all be a little happier today on a Sunday, even though it's cloudy and rainy. And we're going to go to break. We'll take our callers next, and Matt Derrick is also going to join us here at some point as well. So take a time out. Back with more Sports Sunday on Sports Radio 810 WHB.